First, I would like to introduce Dr. Leah with a one-minute health tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Boy, do we need this tip from you today, because, you know, we have everyone in this everyone in the studio is sick. Well, Jamie and I aren't sick.
No.
The other two and Rochelle's, I mean, I'm not kidding you. It's like everywhere. So what's your tip today?
Sleep.
I knew
and
it.
And I've mentioned this before a little bit, but this is more of in a restorative, boosting your immune system kind of way, because it's a big restorer for our immune system.
Right.
Hint, hint.
It really is. You know, I was just telling Madeline, who's just got a really bad cold, that sleep, and then, now Madeline had a good comment, though. She says, I'd like to, but I can't.
That's exactly what people say. I don't have time. I'm like, what do you mean you
well,
don't
no,
have
she
time?
Doesn't say doesn't have time. She's saying she keeps waking up because she doesn't feel well.
Oh, see, that's the other thing. It's like, sleep is one thing. Allowing ourselves to sleep is one thing. But being able to stay asleep is another. And that's where cortisol and other hormones can come in that might be out of balance. And so I do a lot of cortisol checking on people to make sure that it's not high at night. But if, like when you're sick, Benny, and you should ideally stay home and sleep and just allow yourself to lay around. I know that's hard when he's working and you guys rely on him a lot. But it's just such a big, it's important.
Well, the sleeping, you know, I was telling Madeline, that's what I did. I had a cold a couple weeks ago and I literally did. I was in bed every night at 8 o'clock and I laid around as much as I could and I was over it really within about 4 days.
It makes a difference.
Yeah.
Your body's able to rest.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that is also really important with when you're sick, along with sleep, is not eating a lot.
Oh.
Because when you are sick, your body needs to focus on killing off that bacteria. You have a fever, that's great. Keep your fever up. That burns off the bug. But also when you're eating, you're making another system of your body work a lot. I mean, miso soup or really basic, simple things that are easy to digest are fine, but just don't eat a big steak or something because it just makes it that much harder for your body to really focus on
getting
better.
Well, that's nice to know because sometimes when we don't feel well, you just want to put food in your mouth. I don't know if any of you feel that way, but it's like, you know, it feels good to put something in your mouth, but what you're saying is lighter foods, I would assume, like soups and Jell-Os.
Yeah,
and
soups. I mean, the chicken soup remedy. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It does really help. But sleep is one of the best things, and we don't allow ourselves to do it, or we don't think that we have time. I hear that a lot. I don't have time. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have time? And I've had many patients say to me, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And I'm like, well, you'll die sooner.
Well, that's nice. So how much sleep do you think we need, Dr. Leah?
That varies. And I've read some studies recently that's actually changed the 8 to 10 hour thing that we always hear to 7 to 9.
Yeah, that's what
I've heard. And some people 6 to 8. So it does depend on the person. And I always ask people, okay, when you go to bed, are you sleeping deeply, meaning you're not dreaming a lot, you're not like easily woke up? And when you wake up in the morning, the key to really knowing that you've slept well is when you wake up in the morning, do you feel rested?
Anybody really feel rested when they wake up?
Well, it might take a few minutes to get going, but most people drag. I mean, some people will just drag until about 10 o'clock and they have their coffee and they just can't wake up without their coffee.
Well, I have a good hint for people. I really do. To when you're laying there and you first wake up, think about how you want to see your day go.
Right.
And
exactly.
It puts you in a really nice kind of frame of mind when you do finally get up because you see this wonderful day. I mean,
you're coming to
the radio show.
That's right. But the first few minutes, I think, are tough for everybody, aren't they?
Of course. I mean, you got to kind of get your brain woke up. I have an uncle that sits up every morning and said, this is the best day of my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Every morning.
Yeah,
and
I like
he gets
that.
Up and gets
Does
out
that
of bed.
Sound good?
He says it like it's going to be, going to be. He says, this is the best day of my life.
I think
my husband
might shoot me if I tried that.
Say it to yourself. Say it quietly to yourself. Well, thank you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to you, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I have to say, you know, sleep is, we know it's important.
Yeah.
And I think like what we were talking about earlier, the problem is sometimes when we don't feel well, we do fall asleep, but we keep waking up.
I wake up a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I go back to sleep, but I do wake up and it's just part of what I do.
So,
you know
what I say is we didn't actually give out Dr. Leah's information, which we need to do. is that you can go to chatwithwoman.com, and Dr. Leah's information is right on our website. And go in and talk to her. If you're not sleeping, go in and find out why. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe you are low or high or, you know, whatever on some of these hormones, and because sleep is important. And we do feel better when we, right. I mean, you know, when you get 7 hours or 8 hours, don't you feel better during the day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,